The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Pascal Donoghue, Minister for Public Expenditure, President of the Eurogroup, Fine Gael TD for Dublin Central, and it would seem Taylor Swift's fan. That is an unusual choice, an interesting choice as a favourite song, but it is your favourite song of hers.
It absolutely is. And I remember the first time I heard that song, and it's a duet, as you said, with Bon Iver. I thought that was a beautiful piece of music. And I think it's pretty unlikely that's going to be played in Dublin over the next few nights. It is just a reminder that Taylor Swift is the leading artist of our era for many, many people across the world.
Well,
few nights are going to be amazing here in Dublin.
I did some extensive market research on your choice. I asked my 16-year-old daughter, who is
heard of us.
I said that's the minister's favourite song. And she had a one-word answer. She just said, amazing. She absolutely loves it. So she was bowled over by your choice, I have to say. So you're officially down with the kids, Minister.
Well, that's nice to hear. It's nice to hear it went well in the Coleman household. But it is just a small example of the incredible corpus of albums and array of songs that Taylor Swift has.
And what is it about her? What you like? Because I know you're a big music fan. I know you like your kind of Pearl Jam and sort of West Coast rock and all that kind of stuff as well. But what is it about Taylor Swift that you like?
Because I saw her perform the last time she was in Dublin. And I went to that gig bringing family and going along for thinking it would be mainly other people in the group who would enjoy the night rather than me. And she was amazing.
I was at that gig myself.
And I've been lucky enough to see lots of gigs and lots of gigs over the years. And I never saw anything like that. And it was actually the moment I realised just how good Taylor Swift is when I saw her perform. And for all of her fans, particularly young fans who've never seen her perform before, all their dreams are going to come true in Dublin over the next few nights because she really is that good.
Yeah. She plays for something like 3.5 hours as well. I mean, the stamina to do that is unbelievable.
It is incredible. And I think where the stamina comes through as well is just in the breadth of her albums and how many albums she has recorded for an artist who's still so young.
I know, prolific.
Combining that with a tour of the world that is unbelievable in terms of the number of concerts she's doing. Shane, are you going to the gig?
I am not going to the gig. My daughter is.
I have to say, because out of any of our journalist world, the person I thought was most likely to be a covert Swiftie was you.
I do like her. I have a soft spot
and
for her.
I actually thought now you would have been spending the last few days getting your Taylor Swift outfit ready. And I'm kind of disappointed now here to let me, you won't be there.
Maybe I do have a Taylor Swift outfit. Maybe I'm not going. I'm actually going to see Bo's Pats tonight, so I might wear my Taylor Swift outfit.
Well, that would make you a particularly unique Taylor Swift fan, were you to do that, Shane?
It would. Listen, just before you go, they're talking about like tens of millions of euro being generated. Are you revising your budget plans on the back of the Taylor Swift revenue coming in?
Well, probably not just the Taylor Swift gig, but the number of gigs that have happened in Ireland over the last few weekends. So it's just incredible. From, Pearl Jam, LCD Sound System, to now Taylor Swift. And then we've Longitude happening this weekend as well. Now, I'd obviously be more comfortable at Taylor Swift than I would be at Longitude. That would be the music there would be too young even for me.
I was going to ask you that because I think I know you were a Pearl Jam and I know you're an LCD Sound System fan as well, but you're drawing the line at Longitude.
I have to draw the line at Longitude. The music there is just a little too young for me, and to say I would be an outlier at Longitude I think would be an understatement. I can fit in a little more easily at Taylor Swift, but I'm kind of disappointed I won't be doing it with you, Taylor, with you, Shane, because I'm sure your outfit would have been something else.
I feel like I'm missing out. Minister, thanks indeed for taking our call. Pascal Donoghue, Minister for Public Expenditure, President of the Eurogroup, and of course, big fan of Taylor Swift as well.
Well, from one Swiftie to another, Claire O'Malley is a Taylor Swift super fan who is going to her first Taylor Swift gig this weekend. Claire, good morning. What's the excitement level like?
Good morning, everyone. Excitement levels through the roof, probably like a 12 out of 10.
Which, that's pretty high. That's pretty good. You've never been to see her despite being a massive fan. So, I mean, and you're going tomorrow night, I think. So tonight, you just must be on tenterhooks.
Yeah. I've been out touring the West Coast with my friends. And so we're headed back into Dublin today. So I'm sure town's going to be mad. But yes, it'll be our first time going this Saturday. Very, very excited.
You have actually gone to the trouble of putting together a spreadsheet to kind of pull all the strands and the boyfriends together, have you?
Yeah. So when she released her newest album, The Tortured Poets Department, my friend Ashley and I did like an analysis of all of her lyrics. And we also like plotted the surprise songs that she chose for her American tour. And like how that kind of matches up to who she was dating at the time, what was going on in her life, and just how she was feeling. We thought she was, I don't know, talking in code because she likes to plant those Easter eggs for her fans. And we just thought it was all good.
Have you ever considered a career in law enforcement? Because it sounds like you're a good detective, if nothing else. Claire, have a lovely weekend. Enjoy the concert tomorrow evening. Whether it rains or not is irrelevant. You're going to have a great time. Claire O'Malley, Taylor Swift superfan. I'm feeling left out now that I'm not going.
Oh, so do I, actually. Is it too late for us, Jonathan?
It probably is too late now, I suspect. There are people who would absolutely crawl over our corpses to get into the concert. I think we're on the outside, Shane. But do you know what? If you are going this weekend, do enjoy it. Whatever you're doing this weekend, including sitting on the couch like me, have a good one.
Enjoy the Ga, enjoy Taylor Swift, enjoy Longitude, enjoy Pride, enjoy the European Championships, enjoy, like Jonathan, sitting on the couch and taking it all in. Enjoy Glastonbury if you're watching that as well.
Actually, come here. By the time we get to the end, it'll be Glastonbury. Last set, fall asleep on the couch. I'm with you on that one, Shane. Yeah.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.